Now, when Evans went to court in this case, he did it with a particular timing in mind. He went to court at the very beginning of February, right after poll taxes had to be paid. They had to be paid on the last day of January. And so all through January, Black community groups were having poll tax drives. And no one seemed to at least publicly question why. Then the court case happens, and it's too short of a window to appeal it. So there's no way that they're going to get an appeal through before the election.
So they got to vote?
So they got to vote. And they kept the right to vote until 1922. And that's when the Klan is around. So it's this weird configuration of timing. And it was done purposefully. Because that case is won, the NAACP in Houston hires Artie Evans for their white primary case that is Love v. Griffith in 1921. That actually goes to the U.S. Supreme Court in 1924. Artie Evans is there in the Supreme Court, and they lose in 1924. But they are told by a judge that there is a case here. It's a moot point because that election is over, but there's a case here. And the NAACP pick up the rallying cry. Well, the NAACP come in and they pick up the mantle and they finish it out in Smith versus Allwright, 1944.
Yeah, they pick up it as a cause.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so because there is a case to be made in Texas, and there's a lot happening in election laws between that allow that to happen. And one of those things is making the white primary a true white primary by law. So before 1923, it's local option. After 1923 or 1923 and after, it is actually stated in state law that the primary is for whites only. And that's when the NAACP go, oh, we have you now. We can take that to court for sure.